Hi there. Welcome to Joyce on YouTube. Don't forget to join us on the Joyce Meyer app and at joycemeyer.org for more of what you're about to see and lots of great content to help you in your everyday life. Thanks so much for joining us.
I think that we should always have great reverence and respect for the Word of God. And I love what the Amplified Bible says several times in Psalms, that we should hear the Word, receive the Word, love the Word, and obey the Word. So a lot of people hear it, but they don't receive it. And then maybe there's some who do receive it, but they don't love it enough to actually motivate them to do it. So let me just say up front that anytime you hear the Word, you always need to have already made your mind up that you're going to receive some kind of instruction that's going to require some kind of action from you when you leave. You see, just because we underline stuff in the Bible and we color in it with markers, that's not what changes our life. Even hearing it is not what changes your life if we're not motivated to go then and by the grace of God do what we've heard. And the Word of God has power in it. I love that. There's inherent power in the Word to save our souls, according to James chapter 1. When you're born again, your spirit's in good shape after that. Jesus lives in you. He came and cleaned everything up inside. But it's our soul that we still have problem with. And our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. And tonight, I'm going to teach on the inner life. I think it's very important to get a fresh awareness that you have two lives. You've got an outer life and you've got an inner life. You have a life that everybody else sees, and then you have a life that's very private to you, that only you and God see. Although other people may see the results of your inner life, they don't actually see your inner life. Many times we're not even aware of what's going on in our inner life because we don't pay any attention, or we don't really think that it matters. But I have one major goal tonight, and so let me just kind of start out by saying, what are you full of? For example, are you full of God or are you full of yourself? How much bitterness and resentment have you got rolling around in there? Good attitudes, bad attitudes. I want to tell you what, the inner man is a busy place. I mean, it is amazing what all is going on in there. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But first, I want to spend some time establishing actually the reality of the inner life, because I think we can go a long time in our life and some people probably never, ever, ever come to the understanding of how important their inner life is. And I just want to make it very clear tonight that your inner life is much more important than your outer life. Thank you. Wherever you're at, I'll preach to you. Our outer life is our reputation with people, but our inner life is our reputation in heaven. That's our reputation with God. As I like to say, you can dress it up and take it to church. You can hang jewelry on it. You can put makeup on it. Everything can match. You can plaster a smile on it. But that does not tell anybody anything about what's going on inside. You know as well as I do that you could look at somebody and say, well, praise the Lord, it's so good to see you, and be thinking, I can't stand you. And so it's not what I say to them that really matters, unless, of course, I'm very sincere. You know, one of the things that Jesus had a real problem with was hypocrites and phonies. Pretenders, the Bible calls them. And so we can put on a show for everybody, but God knows. Amen. And if you really want to enjoy your life, which I'm pretty sure that you do, if you really want to enjoy your life and you want to have peace and you want to be healthy and you want to have energy, then the inner life has to be right. Because I can tell you the truth, many people who are exhausted by the end of the day, they're not tired from what they physically did that day. They're tired from what went on inside all day. Amen? And I actually was a Christian for a long, long time before I really ever became aware that what was going on in me really mattered at all. I think, like a lot of people, I just thought, well, as long as nobody knows, or as long as I can control it, then it's not a problem. But we know that Jesus said that if a man looks on a woman to lust after her, that he has already committed adultery as far as his heart is concerned. So really, our thought life, our attitudes, the things that go on inside of us really are much, much, much more important than the things that go on around us. Do you know that if you study the prayers of the Apostle Paul, and this amazed me when I saw it and amazes me every time I talk about it, you can never find one place in the prayers that Paul prayed for the church in Philippians, Colossians, Ephesians, where he prayed for their problems to go away. He never one time prayed that their problems would go away, that they wouldn't have problems, that their trials and tribulations would go away. What Paul always prayed was that they would be able to endure whatever came with good temper. And so let me just suggest this to you. Our attitude toward our problem is much more important than the discomfort we get from the problem. I invite you to join me in the Joyce Meyer app or at joycemeyer.org today for more on this topic and other teachings. I believe God will use these to help you in your everyday life. I'll look forward to seeing you there.